This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
When you think of hobbies, naturally the conventional list comes to mind. Everything from painting and drawing to even baking and cooking, perhaps. But that's not the case for Jessie Lee, who walks down the unbeaten path of pastimes by choosing the art of Chinese metaphysics as her main creative outlet and career specialization. Good afternoon, I'm Jermaine B, and this is Careers Unusual, where we speak to people with jobs that are off the beaten path. To commemorate the auspicious beginning of the Year of the Rooster, I speak with Jessie Lee herself, a veteran Chinese metaphysics consultant and founder of Soleil Trinity Resource, to share some insights of what we can expect this 2017. So how will you fare in the Year of the Rooster? Let's start off with some background story. What led you to a career in Chinese metaphysics, Jessie?
Good afternoon. I really love your sound. Sorry. It's like online. It's like, wow, it sounds really good. Right. Thank you for having me. I started up this line itself because, thanks to my parents, because, we are connected to a family where we were raised in a Chinese temple in KL. And it's actually, I was raised since I was 13 years old, I remember. So I was raised in one of the oldest, Chinese temple in KL near Central Market at that time. So that's when I got always connected to like people talking about destiny. Talking about like looking at your palm, looking at your face, and looking at your bazi or Chinese astrology. Mm-hmm. So as a teenager at that time, right, it always triggers me. It makes me feel very interesting. As in like, wow, you're curious, you know, okay, what's the future for me and stuff like that. After that, when I get married and all that, I was like still working in the temple. I don't have a full-time job because mm-hmm. like, I was married to someone who's a caretaker of the temple. And then from this interest itself, right, okay, I always like read on books. I always like studied under different masters, some of them from Hong Kong, some of them from Taiwan. All right. And also I have a master locally in Malaysia and KL as well. So that's when I started part-time doing all this thing, doing reading for other people until it was like 11 years ago in 2006, where I officially go full-time into it, like expand out from the temple and like venture into like a full-time career on my own.
So before this, what were you doing again?
I mean, before this, I was just like a housewife with four children and like was like working part-time in the temple, helping people doing like some readings and all that. Besides just Chinese astrology, I do some tarot card readings and face and palm reading as well.
Share with us some of your specializations.
For me personally, I have a lot of clients coming to me for Chinese astrology and feng shui. All right. And I also do tarot card readings and we do training. We do training for corporates and companies as well for the art of face reading and also body language in terms of like pitching sales, training their sales staff and also their HR departments and all that. So yeah, these are the things that I do.
Jessie, where do you learn this skill?
I started off learning, of course, by books. I started reading a lot on my own. And of course, I also paid a lot of like different masters back then when I was like young. I'm paying them to actually read my destiny for me. So from there, I captured a lot of like understanding into how consultations are supposed to be and stuff like that. And then after that, I also learned from most of my feng shui and bazi or Chinese astrology teachers are from Hong Kong. And I learned my face reading from a Taiwan master. All right. And of course, I learned a lot of like business strategies, a lot of like how to change all this traditional Chinese metaphysics into a modern context or a business world from one of my sifu in KL, which is Dato' Joey Yap, where I started full-time working for him in 2006 up to 2015, where I am officially off on my own.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the Year of the Rooster, Jessie, what are some of the highlights from your zodiac predictions this year?
All right. Generally, in 2017, Year of the Rooster, I'm sure everyone have already heard of like economy-wise and all that. It is not to say it's like very positive, right? This year itself, right, we have predicted since like 2012. We already say 2016 will be like the lowest point when it comes to economy. 2017, first half itself is still actually at the lower end, where our second half of the year, you will see that progress and will become better. But again, right, I always say is that this year itself, generally, we see that more people are living in fear. So generally, the markets, everything is affected economy-wise and everything is because more people are living in fear. So as long as we know about it, you know that if you try to see this path itself or the economy downturn and all that, if you see it as an opportunity instead of seeing it as a fear, then you see that there is a lot of opportunities out there. Okay. In fact, right, when it comes to like property, for instance, right, I always tell like people now is the best timing for us to actually invest in property because it's like it's mega sale everywhere.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, Jesse, share with us a little bit more about the predictions. Yes, we talked a lot about the economy.
Yeah.
But what about the other areas? Probably wealth, for example.
All right. Generally, this year itself, really, because every year people are asking, like, you know, how is the economy going to be like and all that. I always say that because based on Chinese metaphysics, we always see everything in the symbol of yin and yang, the Tao symbol. Mm-hmm. So, right, every time when you see something as yin and yang, they're always perspective of things. All right. Whenever you can see it as a perspective of the negative side, but at the same time, you know, there are a lot of opportunities and a lot of positiveness if you try to see things from the positive perspective. So this year itself, it really depends on where you stand. In terms of wealth, you can say that wealth and like money generating or making money and all that, right? There are a lot of like opportunities out there, especially if you know generally people are living in fear. So whatever companies, okay, that always serve value, you know, companies who always like, you know, like focusing on value, delivering value and having value to people and all that. These are the companies in 2017 that were making they will be making it great, as well as individuals as well. So individuals, if you know that all this while you know your value and you're delivering them, right? So 2017 will be a great year for you. But let's say, for instance, you know, there are some people, somehow they are not looking into value per se. So this year itself, it might be a bit tricky for them. So generally, wealth itself, this year, I will still say that is a good year in a sense of if you know how to tap into the fear of the general public. Everyone is living in fear. People are afraid of things. So if you educate them well enough, if you tell them the importance of the services or the things that you're providing them, the chances is you will still have a very good business this year.
When we come back, we continue the list of Zodiac predictions for the year of the rooster. You're listening to Careers Unusual, BFM 89.9.
Bloggers for Malaysia. BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to Careers Unusual with me, Jermaine B. And today we're speaking with a veteran Chinese metaphysics consultant from the Soleil Trinity Resource, Jesse Lee. We continue our conversation with Jesse as she shares with us some of her Chinese zodiac predictions for the year of the rooster. And let's get into the predictions for the different animal signs.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, for the animal signs itself, let's say, for instance, for wealth, all right? For wealth, let's say I group the 12 animal signs into three different groups, okay? The first group will be the four animal signs, which is like having the best opportunities in 2017 when it comes to wealth. So the four animals will be the horse, dragon, rooster and the boar. All right, so these four animals, especially the horse. Now, horse this year has a very high peach blossom stars. Now, peach blossom stars, besides the wealth star, is also what we call a likability star. So generally, those of you born in the year of the horse, you see that this year itself, more people likes you and give more opportunities to you. Somehow, when it comes to business or career opportunities and all that, it always comes from the people around us. So horse, now, this is the best year for you to really go out, mingle more, socialize more and do more PR, and the chances you will see opportunities is coming to you. Whereas dragon, rooster and the boar, you have a lot of noble people helping you this year. So it will be a very good year in terms of wealth as well. Now, in terms of wealth, now the least animal signs means the animals which is like having like the least auspicious stars will be the rabbit, the goat, monkey and the snake. Now, these four animal signs itself, right, out of four, three of them do not have any auspicious stars in their luck. Now, I always believe as in one thing, even though if you do not have any auspicious stars, doesn't mean that your year will be like doomed or bad, right? Definitely. Because the thing is, if you do not have auspicious stars, it just means that you have to be more hardworking.
Yes, put in more effort.
Yes, put in more effort because when your life is good or your luck is good, when the auspicious stars is there, it just means that opportunities comes to you, right? When you do not have any auspicious stars, it just means that you have to put in more effort. You go out and look for opportunities instead of sitting down and waiting for opportunities to come. So this four animal sign, you know that this year, you just have to put in more effort into the things that you want to achieve. All right. And then the other four will be the rat, tiger, ox and the dog. Now, this one will fare averagely in terms of wealth. So in a way that, let's say, if you can maintain the things that you've been doing, or if you put in more effort into it, the chances is you will still see that in terms of wealth accumulations, there will still be progress this year, right? The chances is like this for animal sign itself, one of the things is key connection, right? So this year itself for the red, tiger, ox and dog, make sure like sometimes instead of what you know, it is important for you to actually look into who you know as well. So go out, mingle more, tap into the people that can actually give you more opportunities in life, and subsequently you will see that the wealth and your career progress will also be better.
Wow, sounds interesting. And it's good to know, coming from the year of dragon, that I'll have a lot of noble people around me.
Yes, in fact, dragon is actually one of the best animal signs. Right?
Okay. What about in terms of relationships, Jesse?
Okay, when it comes to relationship, all right, there are also four animal signs which has like the highest score. Okay, mm-hmm. So to say, all right, that is also the rat, dragon, rooster, and of course the horse. As I mentioned earlier, horse have the highest peach blossom luck. Okay, so for these four animal signs itself, if you're single, this will be the best year for you to actually on the lookout, maybe mm-hmm. probably to find a partner and all that. But let's say, for instance, if you're attached or you're already married, doesn't mean necessarily that there must be an affair or a third party relationship. Now, when I say peach blossom or relationship enhancement, it just means that this year itself, when you go out, as I said earlier, the likability level and all that will be also enhanced. Means chances is people just like you. And we are living in a world that, I mean, very practically in a way that we like to give opportunity to people that we like. Alright, mm-hmm. So somehow for this animal sign itself, you know, let's say if you're doing like sales, marketing, frontline job, artist, okay, just like you, alright, so mm-hmm. if you have any of this animal sign in your astrology chart, it will be a good thing because the chances you get more followers, you get more fans, and you get more supporters as well.
Okay. Alright. Thanks, Jesse. What else would you like to share with us with regards to this year's prediction? So we've talked about economy, we talked about wealth, relationships. Mm-hmm. Is there any other aspect?
Now, I would say that this year, as I mentioned earlier, the main important thing for the year is like people are starting to live in fear mm-hmm. and stuff like that, okay? So I think my main message is like to everyone out there, always remember not to live in fear, all right? I mean, if you choose to live in fear, at least do your best not to spread fear. Because nowadays, if you see social medias and all that, now a lot of people are spreading fear around without really knowing the basis or the accuracy of the news that they are spreading. So in this year itself, right, if you keep on looking at negative news and all that, right, the chances is like it will just bring you, like, no, the momentum will just bring you down and downward spiral. So let's say, for instance, right, okay, always remember to mix yourself around with, like, you know, like people who are very positive, very hopeful, and chances of, like, you know, like portals that actually brings you actual news, mm-hmm. right, rather than just, like, you know, somehow gossips or rumors and stuff like that, where you don't really know whether it's the truth or not.
Yeah. Right. Mm. I suppose it's also true about, apart from this, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, yeah. It's important to also be just positive and, you know, having hope yes. in what
yes.
you do.
Yes, it is very important this year, especially when everything is like going to change, you know, as you know that everything is going to change, rules are going to change, people ruling, like majority part of the world is going to change. And with all these things, you know, people are afraid most of change because they are afraid of the unknown. So when you're living in a society or environment like this, right, it is best for us to always adapt to a positive attitude. And just positive attitude, again, it won't help at the end of the day. Mm. So positive attitude with strategy and good effort. And I would say that whatever animal sign that you are born in, 2017 will still be a terrific year for you.
Yeah. Right. And Jesse, just out of curiosity, yes. A lot of people say this animal signs and zodiacs and all that may not necessarily be true. How do you combat that?
Yeah, because you see, now, first thing, very good question. Thank mm-hmm. you for asking that. Because first thing, when we look at the animal sign on the year that we were born, that's only about like 12.5% of our whole entire chart. Because based on Chinese astrology, we actually have four animal signs. We have the year, the month, the day, and the hour. All right, so instead of just looking at the year you might have your animal sign, which is like not very auspicious. But let's say your month and your day and your hour, you have like three terrific animal signs. It means that 2017 will still be a very good year for you. Mm-hmm. But in fact, even though your animal signs, like four of them also is like very inauspicious. But always remember, whatever that is fated, fated means we cannot change things. All right. Mm-hmm. Whatever that's fated is only one third of our life. That is whatever fated we are, male, female, what country we were born in and stuff like that. And what animal signs, our animal signs, we can't change that. Mm-hmm. Okay. And whatever auspicious or inauspicious stars that befalls us, we cannot change. But the thing is, we can change is another two-thirds of the equation, which is the environment and also our free will. Always remember, our destiny is made up of like one-third of fate, which is whatever we can't change. The other two-thirds is environment, right? Change the people we are mixing around with, change our feng shui, change our external, and also the last part is also our free will, decisions and actions. After knowing all these things, what are the actions that we are putting in, okay, or efforts that we're putting in to improve ourselves or to make ourselves better? That is more important.
Right. And help me understand, Jesse, mm-hmm. I understand that the different animals have got different elements like wind, fire.
Yes.
Can you share a little bit about that?
All right. Let's say, for instance, like rooster this year, mm-hmm. right? Rooster itself can actually appear every 12 years in different element signs. In Chinese metaphysics, we have 5 different elements. And this year so happened, it is actually a fire rooster. Mm-hmm. Now, fire rooster, we can depict it as a picture. Just imagine, fire rooster 2017, everyone has a choice, all right? Mm-hmm. So you can actually end the year being a phoenix, means arising from the ash, okay? Looking beautiful, transform, fully transform yourself to a higher being. Mm-hmm. That is a phoenix. Or fire rooster, you can also depict it as a picture of a roasted chicken.
Right.
All right. That's also fire. You're all grilled.
Okay, you're burned.
Yeah, all grilled and burned. Now, that is also the image of 2017. Mm-hmm. So for us, every individual, always remember, we have a choice. And normally people will emerge like a phoenix, will be the people who is always like positive. These are the people who are resilient. All right. And also these are the people who always think of what can I give instead of what can I get. They are never trapped into a victimized mentality. Where else, you know, some people characteristics, they are like, all right, they are not adaptable, they are not flexible, and yet they always think about what can I get instead of what can I give. Mm-hmm. Now, these are the people who are always victimized. They always feel that everyone or everything owes them something. So if you are living in that mentality and that attitude, the chances is 2017, you will end up like a burnt chicken.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So always remember, we have a choice to change things. Our destiny is solely within our own control and our own hand. So, I mean, if you want to make 2017 the best year for you yet, there's always a strategy for it. At the end of the day, it's just back to whether you want it or not.
Yeah. Jesse, so can you end with a very nice or positive note to our listeners out there about 2017?
Right. I would just say is that 2017 is definitely a year of change. All right. Mm-hmm. So I always like to share with my students, my listeners, and also my clients out there, do not be afraid of change. All right. When change happens and you can flow and be resilient enough and adaptable enough to change yourself, you will emerge as a higher platform. You will be better. All right. The only thing is we will suffer and we will be like, you know, living in fear and all that when we are reluctant to change. So have faith to change.
Thank you very much, Jesse.
All right, thank you.
I've been speaking with Chinese metaphysics consultant Jesse Lee of Soleil Trinity Resource. Some of her specializations include tarot card reading, face and palm reading, and feng shui consultation. If you'd like to book a session with her consultants to gear up for a steady year ahead, log on to soleiltrinity.com, soleiltrinity.com. And if you missed part of this interview, fret not, head on down to our website, bfm.my, to download the podcast, or you can search for it on the BFM mobile app, available on the App Store and on Google Play. I'm Jermaine B, wishing you abundance of joy, good health and prosperity through the year of the rooster. This is Careers Unusual, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.